Introduction. To witness fully those precious, fleeting years between childhood and adulthood, what a joy, what a privilege. The nature of availability. They look so different, don't they, than they did when they were younger? Many of those soft, gentle, rounded features of childhood have been replaced with angles, edges, muscle, height, and hair. As preteens and teenagers, they seem pointier somehow. The face that for years wore a perpetual smile now carries something heavier in the brow, something more thoughtful or sullen. You fear loneliness or depression has befallen them. And the way they look, that's just a part of it, isn't it? They act differently, more self-conscious, moody, unpredictable, and concerned. Definitely less joyful. And then there's the way they relate to you. What happened there? Your life together to date has been nearly blissful in comparison, filled with fun and laughter, learning and sharing. That sharing part, that really seems missing today. They really don't seem to want to talk with you or share with you at all. They seem distant and avoidant. Their bedroom is a vault filled with secrets and answers you no longer feel privy to. You find yourself in the paradoxical position of grieving the loss of someone very much alive, someone you hear snoring, talking on the phone, or tromping to the bathroom upstairs. You feel ever more powerless and afraid. All their lives you have heard and read about the horrors of adolescence, but always felt that your family would somehow get a pass. But here you are. Yet you know deep in your heart that it doesn't have to be this way. You are right. If any of this resonates with you, you are right. Even if it has been this way for years, even if the same dynamic played out in your relationships with your parents and their relationships with their parents, you are right. It does not have to be this way. I am writing this book because I have seen families change.